York is a small city filled with lots of history and people to pass on the area's stories. This is Cassidy Paulo with Oswego County Today, and you're listening to Fulton, New York, A History, a podcast dedicated to sharing the stories of the historical city. For our first episode, Fulton Mayor Ronald Woodward talks about the old Nestle factory that once contributed to the world's chocolate production. It opened in Fulton in the early 1900s and closed its doors for the last time in 2003.
Well, Nestle's, they came here in late, I think 1899, but they actually started in 1901. And at the time, Henry Nestle was a Swiss chemist, and actually chocolate, I mean, the history of chocolate started in the city of Fulton, right here. Henry Nestle came here, and he bought a plant in what he called Fulton, America, because he was from Switzerland. And the reason he came here is because back in those days, we were still a village, and every other house had one or two milk cows. That's how families lived. They made their own cheese and stuff. So what Nestle did, because the butter fat content of the milk was so high in this area, he came in and bought up all the milk contracts. But when he came here, he didn't make chocolate, he made cheese. So he found out that he had more milk than what he needed for cheese. And where he lived in Switzerland, there was a guy that lived next door to him, a small-time chocolate maker named Daniel Peters. Nestle said to him one day, "Daniel, I own a plant in Fulton, America." And back then they didn't have milk chocolate. See, Peter was in with a guy named Kaler and a guy named Kohler. And later on, that would call it what would be the company name here, PCK. But he said, "And I have a plant in Fulton, America, where I bought up all the milk contracts for my cheese, but I have too much. But I don't want to give the contracts up because of them." He said, "Have you thought about putting milk in the chocolate?" And they did, and it was a great success. So, and I think it was in 1904 or something, Peter came here with Kaler and Kohler, his business partners, and they started making chocolate in the Fulton factory. And then in 1919, Henry Nestle said, "You know what? There's a lot more money in chocolate than there is cheese." So he started making it. And then, of course, Nestle had money. So he ended up buying, you know, the rest of it out. But I can tell you, even I worked at Nestle's, and back then when I first got out of high school, and they were called PCK back then. They were Nestle's, but it was Peter Kaler Kohler. Their union was PCK Union. Yep. A lot of history there. What I did when I worked there, and of course, as years went by, technology changed it all, but I dipped conches. Now, conches were these big machines. It was really hot in there. They had, because you had to keep the chocolate has to be hot, and it has to be mixed constantly, or it solidifies, or it will do what they call bloom. It'll get white on it. So it has to be constantly mixed until you mold it. And these conches, they were like a big tank. And an arm that went across, and on this end there was a big, huge steel roller, and that end was, and they went back and forth. And just constantly, we would put the cocoa in there, and cocoa butter, and sugar, and all that, and those conches would mix it up until you got the consistency, you got all the grain out of it, so it was just chocolate. Yeah. In later years, they did it by machinery that was a lot automated and all that, and they didn't need the conch operators. But when I was 18 years old, I was doing that in there. My dad worked there when he, you know, until he got drafted in the Second World War. Yep. Well, the year they closed, it really hurt for them. Their payroll, the year they closed, was $24 million a year in this community. That's what their payroll was. And we had 454 people working there. I was one of them. In their heyday, back in the 80s, they had 1,500 people working there, or 1,800. So that'll give you an idea. And that was a salary where you could make a living. You know, you could buy a home. They had health insurance. You had vacation. You know, it was holidays. And when that went away, that really impacted City of Fulton big time. And then, not too many years later, same thing happened with Burnside. And that's because of New York State. And the biggest issue, there was two issues. The cost of power, the cost of electricity at the time here, and I haven't kept up with it recently, it was 40% higher here than it was in Wisconsin. And the workman comp here at the time for one employee in a factory was $10,000 a year, and there it was $1,000. So, take 450 employees. How many candy bars you have to make to start breaking even before you make a profit? So that's what you looked at. And when I found that out, I said, we're done. We're not going to get industry back here, not manufacturing, to that extent, you know, at that level.
Thank you for listening to the mayor pass on some knowledge of Fulton's rich history. I hope you enjoyed hearing it as much as I did. There will be another episode up next month, so keep an eye out for it. A special thanks to Mayor Woodward for the story.